We were holding our dog, his father, actually from Brook Gimel on the base. We were in the middle of the sugya of Legima. So that initially Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Kisman, and yesterday the only part that we learned was that chelek that he had quoted from Rabbi Yossi ben Kisman, which was the way that not giving food had been marked in the prophet from Yisrael, Amun Amor. But today Rabbi Yochanan expands on his own. Rabbi Yochanan did day Amar, Rabbi Yochanan on his own, not in the shame of Rabbi Yossi Kisman. He says more than that. In general, one can say about Makima that it's Merachekat Atakrovim, Umikarevat Atarachokim, that it's Merachekat Atakrovim that we already saw. But he adds that it's Makarev Rachokim, it's Ma'alemet Einayim in Harishoim, it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignore the Resha of Rishoim, Mashreshechina on the V'yei HaBaal. We're going to go through each one of these in the Gemara. It even allows the Shechina, incredibly, to be Sheref on the V'yei Sheker. Ushigigato Oled Zadon, and an accident of not giving Legima where it's required, and because of that, whatever bad comes of that, and of course terrible things can come of that, but it's Shigoga is the same as Zadon. The responsibility on the person of the results doesn't change, because the reality is that it causes what it causes, again, as we'll see. And we'll go through each one now. Merachekat Atakrovim, that we did yesterday. That was essentially Rabbi Yossi Kisman's maimon. Me'amon Amor.
This is what? Does this don't give food to someone?
Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara. Umekarevet Atarachokim, that we say, see from Yisrael. Yisrael was Rochok Mi'Yisrael, the Kohen Rebbe Zohar, and so on. Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Bischar Kirena Lo, V'yochal Lechem, Zachu B'nei Banav, V'yashvu B'lishkat HaGazit. Because of the fact that Yisro had his daughters call in Moshe that he should be eating with them, so via the Ochalechon, that's the portion of Pshat, he should have a meal. The result of that meal ultimately was that the grandchildren of Yisro ended up in the Lishkas HaGadis in Sanhedrin. Because it says, Umin Mishpachot Sofrim, Yoshvei Ya'avat Tiratiyim Shimatiyim Sukatiyim, Heba HaKenim Habaim Mechamat Avi Beit Rechem.
Now this is one of those Jivri Hayomim Sukim that doesn't even have any simple pshat on the surface. But what it's talking about over here is Mishpacha Sofrim, Sofrim HaTalmidei Chachamim, Uyoshve Ya'avet, that means that they were Talmidei of Osniel ben Knaz, who was called the Alamids, and Tiratiyim. So there's many different levels of the pshat. Either Tiratiyim is that they heard the true on Har Sinai, because they came from Yisrael. Or Tiratiyim is a Lashon Aramaic, which means sitting at the gates. Sanhedrin is Yoshev Bishar, Tira. Shima'atiyim, they were famous because of the Maisa in which Yirmiyahu shows that they would never change. They always Shemea, the mitzvah of Avihem, that their father told them to always live in motorhomes and never to settle, and because of that they never settled. So they were, and that's why they're called Avi Beit Rechem. They always lived in motorhomes. So that was because of the mitzvah of their father. And they were Sukkasiyim because they were also Sukkas, of the Sokim Ruach HaKodesh, or that they're the Yoshevei Sukkos because they weren't living in normal homes. There's different levels depending on the Pshat or on the upper level of what they represent. And these are the Kenim that come from Avi Beit Rechem. Now, we know that Kenim is a reference to Yisrael, because there's B'nai Kenim, it's called Ken Moshe Elumi Yir HaTzimarim, as B'nai Yehuda, Bar Yehuda Shevenegem. So, Shevenegem Arat. So they went, Vayelech Vayeshev Esa'am, and they came to live with Yisrael. So you see that even though Amon Moab were Mizrachim, they could never sit in Sanhedrin, even though they came through Rus. Because anybody is a shame, Amon is fossil of the cow. And we saw before, you can't be Yoshev Sanhedrin, you're fossil of the cow. Hashem came by Yisroel, it was Sharek the Sanhedrin. They became now Talmidim of Osnir ben Knaz. Uma'alemet Einayim in Arshayim, that we also saw from Micha yesterday, Migera Vachilah. The smoke was missing, it was mixing, and nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to tolerate Micha, because he was kind to Ovei Drochim and gave them food.
So,
on the B'yei HaBaal, where do we see that? Mi'chaveiro shel Ido HaNavi. Dechti v'yi hem yoshvim al ha-shulchan, v'yi dvar Hashem al ha-Navi asher ha-shivo. That here, amazingly, he had been called, Ido had been called back, the Sheker. And then Navi claimed, Gamani Navi Kamocha, and therefore you should listen to me, and so on. And because of that, he gave him food. But really, he had a tivui, Ido, not to sit and eat with him. So he was makabel that Hashem had changed his mind.
We see by this that Yisrael was a good convert and all his children were full Jews.
Well, no, we want to say more than that. We want to say that Mi'ikar Hadin, we really should have been Merafik Midian the way we were Merafik Avin Amor. Because they also were not, did not act properly at the time of the Furban and so on. But nonetheless, because Yisro himself was Makariv, so that Lagima, that Yisro was Makariv, was Pesachin all the doors afterwards. See, the godless of Lagima. Yeah. And, well, that's not a marshal. So he was Matir Midian Mavo Bekal, which otherwise would have been the same as Amon Moav. And in being Mutal Mavo Bekal, Mamela, you have these supposed to be able to be Yoshua B'Sanhedrin, and that these things we darshan for other reasons that he was also to not get the Sukkos to him. In terms of the Yichus, we're talking about being Makarav Mishpachas. The Gamur Mishpachas is in terms of Yichus. And we're saying that's how the marshal understands it. A very nice job. So here, all of a sudden, at the end of this Su'udah, there actually is a Gilui Shechina to this Navi. And he turns to Ido, Vayihem Yoshvim al HaShulchan, Vayidvar Hashem al HaNavi Asher HaShivo. And at that point, he tells him, must have been pretty embarrassing, because you didn't listen to Hashem and you listened to a jerk like me, so now you're going to be eaten by a lion. Yeah, so he gave him the good news. And Shivigatao Lezadon, the last thing that we said was so powerful about Lagima, is that a mistake is the same as doing it on purpose, because the results boil down to the same thing. Yom Rav Yom Rav, Yomalei Hilvahu Yehonatan David Shteiti Krot Lechem, Lo Nehargah No Yerakolanim. If only Yonatan, and obviously Yonatan was only a Mavakesh David's Tova. I mean, it's clearly a Shagaga. He didn't realize that David needed food. So David was running. Yonatan should have said, wait, do you have what to eat? But he didn't. So had he supplied him with 2 loaves of bread, lo ne'agah no v'yirakonim, there never would have been the whole mice of note. In which case, do'agah domi wouldn't have been destroyed. Shaul and his family wouldn't have been destroyed. And all of that came from one simple mistake of not asking somebody if you have something to eat. Umitnei ma lo manu et achaz. Now, if we said that Achaz had done such terrible things and he was facing the Torah and so on, why didn't we count him? We saw yesterday, we were trying to figure out why we left out the Malka Yehuda, even those Malka Yehuda about whom it was said that they were Osim Harab and Hashem, and only concentrated on Malka Yisrael. Now yesterday we didn't have an answer. We switched to Micha, and that's how we got back to this. But today we want to see whether we can actually come to an understanding of what the difference was. Omer of Yirmi Abar Abba Mipneshim Mutal Ben Shnei Tzadikim, because look, Achaz has a father who was a tzaddik and a son is a tzaddik. So he comes in the derais between Yotam, who was a tzaddik, and Hizkiyo was a tzaddik. Rav Yosef Amar Mipneshim Hayalo Boshet Panim Yishayahu. We see in him that his chatzoyim still had a tikkun, because like it says, Kolo Isa Vero Boshemenu, so Merkum La Kolo Venoisa. Because it's clear then that his averus come not from a real commitment, but rather from a tkifat hayetzer. And we see that Achaz actually was embarrassed by what he did. Because Shenema vayomer Hashem el Yishayahu tzeina likrat Achaz, ata v'shar yashuv banecha, el kitzei ta'alach abrecha el yonai el mesilat tekoveis. That is a very strange thing. So first of all, shar yashuv banecha are those of your children who are still shav El Hashem. That's those who are to go out there, in other words, with the tzaddikim. And then it says that they went to a field of a kodesh, which is, I mean, that field isn't a place where you do kvisa. So what's the pshat of a sedeh kodesh, my kodesh? The ikari amri, it's a lotion of shin, kavash. That was it. The kapshinu la'ape v'chalaf, he hid his face when he saw that Yeshayahu was coming. He was too embarrassed to be seen by him, and he hid his face and got out of there. The Ikedi Amra, others say no, means literally that he took an ukla de katsri, this was the same tool that we spoke about earlier from the Gayik Buhu La'om, that it's the watering, the little, with the little holes in it, the watering container that you use when you're doing your ironing, when you're washing in those days. So it's an Uchle Katzer. So he takes one of those things and Sachaf Areish, he puts it over his head, so that the Shayor shouldn't recognize him. And that's pretty big Busha. B'cholaf. And Mitneimalo Manuet Amon, why then didn't they include Amon in the son of Menashe in this list of Malachim that don't get Olam Haba? Mipnei Kvodo Shel Yoshiyahu. Because since he had a son like Yoshiyahu, so that was mezakeh him to Olam Haba. So if that's the case, then Menashe Nami lo nimne. Mipnei Kvodo Shel Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu had a great father. Menashe had a great father, Chizkiyahu. So why isn't that enough reason not to count Menashe? Menashe is one of our primary examples, says the Gemara, because, very simple, bro mezaki Abba. Abba lo mezaki bro. A child can be mezaki father to Olam Haba, but a father cannot be mezaki son to Olam Haba. In other words, whatever comes from a person, which includes the child of the person, so whatever that person was megal in the world, ultimately, even if it comes from his child, but that ultimately that's the gilui that came from his life. So what that person does, what the child does, reflects back on the schus of where the child came from. But what difference does it make to the child what the father was? So there's no reason for the father's schus to be made on a child who chose his own way to the Rav. So therefore, it makes sense to say that we won't include Amon because of Yoshiyahu, but it does not make sense to say that we shouldn't include Menashe because of Chizkiyahu. And there's schus avod, yes, but not to be mezakeyu in Olam Haba. Over here we're talking about, on a personal level, the schut avot defines the environment within which you live. Now, okay, so what things are you given? You're given a greater kalim. But if you don't use those kalim, the schut avot doesn't bring you into Olam Haba. It provides for what you'll have in your life. Sorry? Where do we see this? The Steve ain't me Abim Matzil. Nobody can save from my hands. Avram can't be Matzil Yishmael. Yitzchak can't be Matzil with Esav. Well, wait a second, but now that you're saying this, Pshat Hashta Be'atita Lahasi, Achaz Nami Lo Yimni Mishum Kvado Shel Chizkiyahu. Then if we can go back to Achaz now, instead of saying he's between Yotam and Chizkiyahu. So that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is because of Chizkiyahu, we can't list Achaz, because that would be a reflection to say Chizkiyahu's Mila doesn't help for his father. Getting back to Yehoyakim, when you said yesterday, well, I don't know, but I can tell you about Micha. Why? I mean, Yehoyakim he did these terrible things. Mishum de Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya. That's the mitzvah that we had before about Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya. The Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya k'tiva gugalato shel Yehoyakim zot va'od acheres. That there was a inscription on the skull of Yehoyakim that said this and yet one more. That was the mitzvah we had earlier. And where Zikeno, the Rebbe Prater's grandfather, who was Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya, he found a skull lying at the gates of Yerushalayim, and it was inscribed with the words Zod v'od acheres. So he buried it. Kavra v'lo ikbara, kavra v'lo ikbara. Every time he tried to bury it, it kept popping up again. So he said, "Ah, this must be gugalato shel Yehoyakim. Nechtiv bekvurat chamor yikaver sachol v'ashlech." And it keeps being thrown around like a donkey. Nonetheless, he says to himself, "Amar Malkuhu, below Yipshel is Azulibe. This man is a king. It's not right to be so nizalva to leave his skull lying in the street." Korcha b'shiroi. So he wraps it in silk and utva b'sifte. He puts it into a safe. Chadita devito. So his wife comes in and finds it. And Sabra. So she figures, here it's just giving us the brief version of the story. And last time she went and told the neighbor told her it must be his first wife's skull. But anyway, but the bottom line is that Sabra, she figured, Hod itzaka maita havadu la kamanchila. He can't seem to forget his first wife, so he keeps her skull in his safe. So she heats up the oven and she burns it. Shogra tanur v'kalata, and it achtiv zot v'od acheret. But from zot v'od acheret is the pshat this and one more. Now that's his own ish, but he's not menach. In other words, this was mechaper on him that he should be zochta chelik in Olam Haba. It comes out there were two things that he had done. One was that he inscribed the Shem of Avodah Zarah on his goof, so for that he wasn't zochta kvura. The other one was that he said, what do we need his light for? He said, we don't need his energy. So we gave him a taste of local energy.
So we got it at a store together.
That's right. Tanya Amri Bishmi Menalazar, Bishmil Hatov Beinecha Siti Ma'ot. Each one, a person begins doing things wrong. One thing leads to another. Hizkiyo, when he was told that he was going to die because he hadn't been engaged in Bria Varivia. So he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did good in your eyes, and that's not a good thing to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we saw in Brochus that because of that, when Hashem answered Hizkiyo, it was still Marli Mar. What was the Marilus that he said that I'm going to be Marachim on the city for David's sake, not for you. Right? So this was that has been misfollowed to be Nitzel from Sancheirib. And because of that, what happens? He ended up asking when he got better, Ma'ot. So what's the sign? So because he asked for a sign, so we had before that the sun went up the same number of Ma'alot, so that everybody found out about it. So then Murudak Baladan ben Baladan sent his famous message to Hizkiyo, which was the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, went running, and he got his schutz for running after the Kavanat Torah. So the messengers of Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, Hizkiyo was very happy when they came with him. Felt it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, so he makes a Suda. And he sits these guys down on his table. And because of that, so he asked Ma'ot, it ended up that Nachrim Ochlu al Shulchano, he had Obdei Kochovim eating at his table. Because he had Goyim eating on his table, Goram Galut Levanavi ended up having his own children go into Golus. And that's Misayeh Alay L'Chizkiyo, not the same one though. The Omar Chizkiyo, Kol HaMizamein Oved Kochavim L'Tov Beito, U'Mishamei Shalav Goram Galut Levanavi. Anybody who invites Novi Kochavim to his home and sits over them, serving them, ends up bringing his children to Galut. Shenemu Vanecha Asher Yatzku Mimecha. Asher Tolid, Yikhu Vayusiri Simbehechal Melech Bavel. Your children will end up serving in thee, but they will serve as the Sirisim in the palace of the king of Bavel. Vayismach Aleim Chizkiyo Vayareim Net Beit Nechoto Et HaKesev Et HaZahav Et HaDesamim Et HaShemen HaTov. Chizkiyo did a little show up there. I mean, after all, he's got Murach Baladan Shulchim there. He showed them around the greatness of his Malchus. What is this base nechoto? Amarav, my base nechoto, it's ishto. His treasure house is his wife. Normally, a wife is kept in a kokfudabat melakhtima. And over here, he exposed her to have the first lady waiting on them. So they came to the Suda, and ishto yishkita alayhem. So that itself was a further degradation of his malchus. Shmuel amar, beit kinazaver alayhem. He showed them, in fact, literally. He opened up the treasury, showed them the royal jewels. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zion Ochel Zion Her Elohim. He showed them his anti-ballistic missile system, and because of that, they were able to take advantage in the attack of Bavel, because this way they knew all of his secrets. It's never a good idea to let guys with those little cameras into your secret weapon plants.
Shouldn't you invite a Christian to your house?
Yes, exposure.
Yeah,
well, in terms of making yourself dependent on them, happy on them, you know, and so on. So it's a media connected meter, essentially, which we'll see. I mean, it's you know, you want to make yourself dependent on them, your children will be dependent on them. But what we learned it out even from Eicha, this next piece is also Megay, the same thing.
Blame their parents on how they turn out. I mean,
I see you're big on this. Maybe you should go into psychiatry.
I don't want to go into COVID. If the kids didn't do anything and they're thrown out of the country because of what their parents did.
Yeah,
like,
that's
okay.
That's life. Echa yashva badad. So what's the tzad echa yashva badad? My rabbi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It's Neimalaku Yisrael ve'echa. So first of all, we're going to get to the connection now, the remnant to what happened with Hizkiyo himself. But why do we use the lashon of echa? It's 36. Since they were over on 36 kritut, so therefore they were the Megillah that is their kinas begins with Eicha.
Is that the total number of
kritut? Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nimal Lakuba Aleph Beis, And why is all of Eicha, first three prokim, all Aleph Beis prokim? Nesha Abru La Torah Shinitzna Ba Aleph Beis. Yashva Badad, this is the part that's said, yeah, previous Sugya too. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Amati Vishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov El Eretz Dagan B'tirosh Af Shamav Yar Futal. I said that Yisrael should be secure, alone, separate, living in their own world. Hakshav, but now, after the way that they acted, they makarved themselves to the Goyim, not wanting to be separate, but wanting to be a nation like all nations and having Goyim eat at their tables, so to speak. So now, yeh badad moshavam, let them be badad, all right, separated out from the Goyim who don't want to sit at the same table as a Jew. And that's the correct mita kenegan mita, to the way that they acted. Ha'ir rabati am. Now here it's being mishabeyach them for their level of fertility. Rabati am. Amar Rav Amar Rav Yochanan show you matziin kitana legadol v'gedola lekatan. Kidei shiyu lahem banim harbe. Because the main focus that they had was fertility. So therefore they would take, if somebody wasn't quite fertile, if it was a little bit young, too young to be fully fertile, so they would take a woman who was exceedingly fertile and put them together, or vice versa. If a woman wasn't so fertile, they would take a male that was very fertile. But everything was in terms of the way in which they could be more successful in having children, as Medrash talks about, by the time they would already get married at 12, because they would take a kitana doesn't mean literally kitana, but it means that mamish bishat, right at the time that they're beginning to be fertile, so they may not be completely mature. And so by the time they were 26, they already had grandchildren, because they would marry their children at 12, and they would marry their children at 12, and there you go, you really get up there fast. Hayata ki almana. Let's check ki almana, not an almana, but like an almana. Amrei v'yiromana ki almana, v'lo almana mamash al-chas v'sholem, that Yerushalayim was an almana, elaki isha shalach ba'ala l'medinat hayam, v'da'ato lachzor eleha. There's never a sense of abandonment in that there's no husband. There's always a Kodesh Baruch was there, but who knows how long you have to wait. Rabati v'goyim. Sarati ba'medinot. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yochanan. What does this mean? That kol makom she'im olchim, even when they go into Golas, they are rabati, they are sarim. Na'asim sarim ladonayim. The Jews always end up being in charge of the ones who captured them. So they start off getting down there. People think they're getting themselves, you know, good servants and slaves to work for them. It doesn't take too long. They're all working for the slave. Son of Rabbanim, Ma'aseh b'shnei b'nei Adam, she'nishbu b'har HaKarmel. It was a story of two Jews that were captured in the Har HaKarmel area. V'ayah shaba'im alech achareihem. The guy who had captured them was behind them. He had a gun trained on them. And they're walking along into Golis. Omar lo echad b'yam l'chaviro. One of them turns to his friend. This guy's name was Sherlock. He turns to a fellow, says, Watson, gamal shem ha'alechet l'paneinu, by the way, you'll notice that the camel that's ahead of us down the road is obviously sumaba chabina. It's obviously blind in one eye. The tuuna shteinodon is clearly carrying two separate containers, one of which is wine and one of which is oil. It's also clear, and it's elementary, that shnei bnei adam, there's two people walking in front of it, the manikimota. Echad Yisrael, one of them is Jewish. Echad nachriya, one of them is not Jewish. I guarantee you, if we ever get up there, that you'll see that I'm right. Amar lahem shabai, this drove the guy crazy. You rotten Jews, I'm sheyore. Me, I'm not saying anyone, you're pretending to be prophets now. Amru lo, they noticed that they both said to him, because it was so elementary, once it was pointed out. Look, a gamal eats, mi'asavim shilafanaz, it's walking along, it's going to eat from whatever it sees in front of it, right? But this camel is only eating on one side, and obviously its field of vision is constrained. So mitzachero achelet, mitzache naro achelet. It's not eating on a side that it's not seeing consistently. You can see the nibbles on one side and not on the other. Clearly, it's also to nashteno dot achachel yain vachachel shemen, because you'll notice that there's two different types of drips here on the ground. Shel shemen, shel yain mitatzei peshokea, shel shemen tatzei petzav. You'll notice that one of the marks is a sort of absorbed in the ground. The other one seems to be lying on top of the ground. Now, clearly it's more vicus than the other one, so one must be oil, the other one is wine. There's also two separate people that are walking in front of it. One of them is Jewish, and one of them is not Jewish, because you can see where they urinate. Nochri nifnala derach, we yisrael nifnamet stadim. The guy, he sits in the middle of the road, he does his thing. The Jew is much more tsanua, you always see him going off of the road. So clearly, one of them is Jewish, and one of them is not Jewish. Anyway, Radapakram, the guy wanted to see with it. This is really true. So he goes, he chases after the camel, and sure enough, Matzaka Divrayam, he sees that. I'm 100% right. Everything that they said was true. So he comes back with Nashkan HaRosham, he kisses them, Eviyam LeBeitam. He brings them to their house, the Yatsalem Sudagidola, Vayam Raket Lifnehem. The guy puts on a show for them, he feeds them, and he says, Boruch Shebachar Bezarosh El Avraham, he sent them home, and they lived happily ever after. Continuing to darshan now, the Eifa. So, Bokho Tifke Balayla, why two lushans of Bethia? Shtei Bethiot Halalu Lama, Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Al Migdash Rishon, Echad Al Migdash Sheni. So that, what they did that night when the Meraglim came back, that Bechia is what caused the Bechotiv Keba Laila Lederes, Amarab Amarab Yochanan. Oto Laila Lel Tish'a Ba'avaya. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Bechi Tem Bechia Shachinam, Vani Ekbalachem Bechia Ledorot. So the Bechotiv Keba is the direct impact of the Bechia in the Midbar. Why Balayla? On the portion of Pshat, Shekola Boche Balayla, Kolo Nishma. So Bechot Yivke Balayla means there's a sense of this wailing in the background that you don't hear during the day. Davar Acher, Balayla, Shekol Aboche Balayla, Kochavim Umazalot Bochin Imo. There's a sense of sadness in the air in which the very heavens cry with him. Davar Acher Balayla, Shekol Aboche Balayla, Shomea Kolo Boche Kenegdo. It says Balayla because that means that everyone around you will be crying as well. Because when people are alone at night and they hear people crying, they're deeply affected by it. There's actually a story of a certain woman who was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Gamliel, Shemait Bina. Her son died, Vaita Bocha Alav Balayla, and she would cry at night, Shamar Rabbi Gamliel Kola, Ubacha Kenegda. Rabbi Gamliel heard her, and he cried all night also. Hachin Nashruri say enough until his eyelashes, his eyelids rather, got bent over into his eye. Huh? What is the lid? The eyelid is the one close to the eye. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it's referring to. So if a person cries a lot, so his. What is the one attached to the lid?
Eyelashes.
Okay, so his eyelashes.
Hair is the lashes.
His eyelashes go into his eyes and bend over. So that's the shot that he's. That's that nashur that didn't literally fall out. But it was caught in his eyes. So his eyes were all red. So the mocher, he kiru bo talmidav, bo tiuha mishkunato. The next day, his talmidim saw Rabbi Gamliel's been up all night crying, so they moved that woman out of the neighborhood. Bought her a nice place in Gila. V'dim ata alechaya, Amar Rav Amar Yochanan, ki isha shebocha abal ne'ureha. V'dim ata alechaya gives you a sense of softness, right? Lechaya is lachut, na'arut. So you say soft cheeks. So her tears on her cheeks gives you a sense of a young wife whose husband is lost. Shenema elayki betula chagurat sak abal ne'ureha. So it's the sense of the Baal Ne'uri. Hayut Sarel Arosh Amarava Amarab Amarav Yochanan. This means, Kol HaMitzan Yisrael Nas Arosh. Hayut Sarel Arosh. Those who try to start up with the Jews always become great. Shenemar, the Shenemar is a little bit problematic, and indeed some take it out, because it's not connected. The Parsha is not connected to the first, but this is a separate minor that we actually had darshaned later. But here it's talking about a lashon motzak, which is a lashon metzik, not metzar. So therefore, the Shenemar is probably not really, I mean, it's connected, but it's a different lashon, and we talk about the next lashon in a moment. Ki lo mu'at lasher mutsakla, the one who is going to be matzit to Yisrael doesn't get tired. They're constantly running those trains. So now it's Keita Rishon Eitel, it says, Gubun Vatsanat Tali, the Acharon Yekbi Derachayam, Ebrayarde, the Lil Haguyim. Amar Rabba Amar Yochna, from here you see that Kol HaMitzik Yisrael, Eino Ayev. People that start up with the Jews and that give them pain never get tired from it. Lo Alechem Kol Ovre Darech. So what's the Lo Alechem? Amar Rabba Amar Yochna, Mikan Lekublana Min HaTorah. From here you see that when the normal thing is that when a person speaks to another individual and complains about the way that he feels, so you say, Lalakem, you shouldn't know from it. You say, you shouldn't know from it. So here you see that there's a marker to say you shouldn't know from it. Because, and like this, you would say, Rashi learns the Tratas, you would think that it's a getter of superstition. I'm telling you my problems, you should know from it. Why would I think you would know from it? So it must be because you're assuming that in expect people feel this way. They don't want to hear from Tzaras. It scares them. They're afraid somehow it'll connect to them. They don't want to go visit a cancer patient. Somehow they're afraid they're going to get sick. It's a psychological thing. So you would think if the person says, Lalechem, it's like a superstitious thing. Yeah, then don't worry. It won't affect you. I give you a bracha. From here you see that there is an Indian like that to say, and it's not considered to be Nichush. That's Rashi's first pshat. The other pshat that he says is kublana is the complaint itself. Mikana is not the pshat on the Lo Alechem, but just you should know how I feel that it's a person should be tzayek uram and those people should know. We saw in different places yodia tzaro l'rabim or yasichenu l'achirim, and either that it relieves your pain or that people should be misfollowed for the person who's in pain. So there, it's not the kublana in the sense of the words Lo Alechem specifically. The other pshat is that kublana is simply the word for neged in the Targum. Wherever we say neged, it's kobel am veidah. So kineged, lo kinegdecha would be the meaning, says Rashi. So even though on this side we say shalom aleichem after saying the curses in the Kiddush Alabana, so we say tipa aleim amazim apachat, but lo aleichem, shalom aleichem. Right, that's the Shalom Aleichem. By the way, it's important to notice it's Lo Aleichem with an Aleph, not with an Ayin. Stop. In other words, when you say it, it's not that it should fall on you. This isn't meant towards you. So the Shalom Aleichem is Keneged Kublana. See to it that it shouldn't be Keneged that person. You should make it clear that it's not a reference to that person. That's why we have the idea of that during the Tokacha, people don't like to get that Aliyah. As if the Valkyrie is saying it to the person that it was brought up. He doesn't want to hear from it. It's also the same. Yeah, there's a Lo Alechem. So we call up the Valkyrie himself. If he's saying it, what's Jack say? It's not going to be on him. So it's, the different approaches are interrelated, and we see them all actually being brought into halach in various, into minhagim in various ways. Omer Abamram Amarav, Hasa'uni Ka'ovrei Aldat. They made it seem like I, Klal Yisrael, was not even refined, not even that doesn't really mean dinim. That means minhagim. That they are melech and amosim. The way that people act. So because I mean, and they made it like worse, really, than Sodom in a way. Dilu b'Sodom k'tiv, Hashem himkir al Sodom. And then the whole thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke it instantly. Dilu b'Yerushalayim k'tiv mimarom shalach eish. The Atzmotai v'Yerdena, that it was Eish, and then they were broken. So, what's the pshat? Now, it also says, Vayigdal Avon Bat Amini Chatat Sodom. Sodom was totally destroyed. And there's certainly something better about Yerushalayim, that it wasn't destroyed. But if you're telling me that we were like Sodom, so then Bechimasu Panim Yesh B'davar. What was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show favoritism? If in fact Yisrael were like Ovrei Aldat, so why weren't they completely destroyed the way that Sodom was? Or another pshat that Rashi brings is, what about the fact that the very sense of that pasuk is that Hashem was Mamtir himself? So that's much more powerful, much more effective. Whereas over here, it was Mimarom Shalachesh. So it was Ayadei, Shliach. That was also a Masu Panim. So Rashi learns the whole sugya all the way through in both directions. In a certain sense, things were worse for the Jews. In a certain sense, things were better by the Jews. So Amar Rav Amar Rav Yochanan, Midayit Teirah Haitav Yerushalayim Shalom Haitav Bistom. There was something greater about Yerushalayim that wasn't in stone. Because here it says, Hinei Zeh Haya Avon Sdom Akotev Go'on Sveat Laka V'yad Ani Ve'evyon Lo Yevzika V'ilu Yerushalayim Tzid Yidei Nashim Rachamaniyot Bishlu Yaldehem. So by Yerushalayim we find that they were in a matzav of tremendous anias, starvation, whereas stone was destroyed in a matzav of sveyat lechem. They didn't go through the torturous end that Yerushalayim went through in the siege and so on, right? So that made up, that's one shot. And if we look at the problem of Masur Panim, why weren't they destroyed? Because Yerushalayim suffered much more. So to make up for the difference in the Sodom's lack of suffering, but it never came back. Yerushalayim suffered more, but came back. Or, the other way of looking at it, if Yerushalayim was treated better, so why was it treated better? Because Nashim Rachmaniot were in Yerushalayim. Masha'en came, stone was never Makzik Yad Ani Ve'Evyon, so they didn't deserve this additional piece of Rachamim. Sila Kalavirai Hashem Bikirbi. What is this Lashon of Sila, exactly? It says the Gemara, it's Adam Shomer Lechaveiro Nifsela Matbeyazu. The lashon of sila is similar to the sense of Rashi of misila, which is the basis of nifsela. What's the pshat? A misila is something that has been ground down. That's why we call it a kvish. And a kvish is that it's kabush. It's been crushed again and again and again. So a misila is something that becomes a road, because it's been over and over and over again, been walked on. The same thing is true of a matbeah that is worn down completely. So its silah has been turned into a psul, because now there's nothing left of it. It's all worn out. So it's nifsila matbeah through becoming a silah, which would also be the sense of selah, which nobody knows what that means. And this is what is Dovid HaMelech always talking about selah in the Tehillim. He said, okay, so it's a version of musical instruction. But we always translate it in terms of permanence, because it's misila. It's become this way. It's a misila of the Rabban. Your sila kalabirai is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nif besposel, all of the greatness of Yerushalayim. Sela. Say, here's what it's saying. No, that's a coin. That's a whole different word. Yeah. No, it's not. The cell I can be nitzala. Hotsu alai PM. Amarab am Rabbi Yochanan. Why do we find? It's very strange. It's supposed to be an olive base. So the number got mixed up. He keeps putting the pay before the ayin. So Bishulamai, Haikidim, Pela ayin. Ah, that's because that's what the Maragman did. They put their pay before their ayin, didn't they? Their Amru Befihem, Mashalora Ubeinayim. They open up their fat mouths like these talking heads. We don't know what they're talking about, but always have something to say about it. So if you have a pe before an ayin, you end up with echa, is what the remez is. Ochlei ani achlu lechem, Hashem lo karov. Omer Rav Yochanan, kol ha'ochel milachman sheYisrael toim ta'am lechem. If you want to know what bread tastes like, you have to eat. If you're a goy, you have to eat Jewish money. It doesn't have the same geschmack if it's money that you got from the goyim. If you steal it from the Jews, somehow the art is more beautiful, and the money is more tasty, and the bread is more delicious. Whatever you can get from the Jews has that extra geschmack to it. So that's pshat. Only oklei ami oklei lachem. A goy never feels satisfied unless he's eating the Jew. Yeah. My goyim. Sheino ochem elachman shel Yisrael. What's the pshat? Hashem lo karo. I mean, who are we referring to over here? Hashem, I'm certainly not talking about the same people that are ochlei ami. So, in other words, it's giving a reason. Hashem lo karo. So, this is a reference. Rav amar elu hadayanim. It's talking about the dayanim that weren't being korei Hashem, as they weren't looking at what the ratzon Hashem is. It's like it's a business to be a dayan. Shmuelam ayin olam de kinokot. You go into chinuk, it's a business, you make your salary, you do your malacha, it's a 9-to-5 job, and that's called melechet Hashem remiyah. You're not calling out to Hashem. That is the reason that ochleami ochlu lachem. But nowadays we're very misakimet. We never pay the educators that they shouldn't have any lishol Hashem shamayim in it. So therefore there should be zocha to be kari b'shem Hashem. Now, who came up with this? Well, it's very interesting that the Mishnah takes it upon itself to say, and this is a place of Kabbalistic meaning here, we have seven, you'll notice seven fundamental nidos of who doesn't get into Olam Haba. And the Kabbalah talk about which one each one is connected. So these are seven nidos, Shloisha Malachim, Arba Hediotas, Shemam is connected to Nidos Hashem. So who made this up? Now, who gives you the right to decide this guy goes to Olam Haba, this guy doesn't go to Olam Haba? Somebody's taking an awfully big load upon their shoulders. So, Mimana, Amar Ravashi, Anshei Knesset HaGdolam Manum. It's not spam in a Beis HaMedrash, they sat on the darshaning list. The Anshei Knesset HaGdela sat down to define what are the fundamental things that a person can see as models for loss of Olam Haba. There was another one that they wanted to include, and they weren't included over here, and that's a reference to Shlomo HaMelech. And what happened was, when they were dealing about it, Badmut Yukno Shel Aviv, Shlomo's father, David HaMelech, came into the Beis HaMedrash as a vision, when he shtapchalit them and put himself on the floor begging them, please don't do this. They ignored it. Their chairs started to burn. They didn't pay any attention to it. We don't make a sock of this sense because the chairs catch on fire. So Bat Kol comes out and says to them, listen here. As he said, Yishma here bim lachto, lichnim lachim yitzhi. Ba'ayit yatzev lichnei chashuchim. You see a man who does his work with alacrity, such a man stands in front of kings, not in front of darkness. So that he should be with the Malachim that are in Gan Eden. And where do we see he was Mahir b'machto? Nishi, dim beti with beto. V'lo ode ala shebeti bana b'sheva shanim u'beto bana b'shlor sheshrei shana. Somebody who was working on his own palace at the same time that he was working on my house, on the Beis HaMikdash. And when he finished first, what did he start with? He started Beis HaMikdash first. Take a look, it took him 13 years, schlep, to build his palace. The Beis HaMikdash he finished in 7 years. Such a person, the same Melachim Yitzhak, Ba'al Yitzhak, Lifnei Chashuchim, he shall not stand in front of dark people. Below Yishkiach, Allah didn't care about the Baskol either. Yatzah Baskol, another Baskol, came out and said, very nice, so play your little games, and include Shlomo. I won't care. That's up to you to pay Olam Haba. That you've decided that you're Moes in Shlomo. You're going to choose below Ani. I will choose, and I choose to have Shlomo and Olam Haba. So this is not going to make any difference. Now the truth is, normally it would make all the difference in the world, wouldn't it? Because that's according to the Pesach that it does. What's the challenge? How's he going to argue with the answer to that? But the points by Shlomo is, as we saw in the Baba Basra, Kol Sheneged Zekenav Kavod, is the lesson by Shlomo, that Zekenim cannot be shaled on the Malchus. So that's Kavod Malachim. That means that in this particular issue, Malchus alone, they can't be Koveya. That's why they didn't list it. Because it won't help. What's the point of saying this? I'm taking it to Olam Haba, with you or without you. So this is a special relationship that we have in terms of cover. This, of course, is this whole story of the Pasuk is where Ben Franklin got his whole all of his sayings about alacrity and doing things. When I can't think of them now, but there's quite a few of them in good old Ben's almanacs.
The mic's probably better.
What?
I want to say the mic.
I know what I want to say. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. this is where he got all of his all of his things from. If you take a look in the biography, the autobiography of Ben Franklin, this is an unbelievable thing. His father used to wake him up every day with this buzzing. His father would come into his room and would yell at him, and he writes in his autobiography the most incredible thing. He says, and I want you to know I was Mekayim that pasuk, and in my lifetime I have stood in front of three kings. But he was sent as the ambassador. He stood in front of the king of France, in front of the king of England. Forgot it. He said exactly what he was referring to. Because of that pasuk, literally, the same old king you get saved. As he saw it as a positive. Why was I go for this? Because I was Mekayim that pasuk. Unbelievable. It's the kind of mice that you say over, you know.
His father had to wake him.
maybe his father was up all night.
So he used to switch that.
I don't know, I'll tell you. I try waking him, doesn't even help. I should try with this person.